to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Henda, you're now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Okay, welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet him?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka.
So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this?
We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
You know, Chilla sent us a song.
A song?
Yeah. Is this like an intro song or like, nah, it's an intro song.
Did I forward it to you?
Someone sent it to me on the email. I like it. Saul doesn't like the song.
What? Tyble, what song? No, I don't even, there's a song I received.
Yeah, the
I don't
same
know if
one.
It's the song you received.
It's the same one.
Oh, it's the same one. The
yeah.
intro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you will understand.
I mean, I don't know.
It goes, the email goes, I am DJ Raf from East Rand, Togoza. I'm a producer and a house DJ.
Oh, dope.
Kindly find attached the song and kindly let me know what you think. Here is the song, goes lady. Are you listening?
Yebo.
Hey. Hey, if you didn't know, say it one more time. Let's go. This is a vibe, so. Hey.
Okay, I'm just using it as our intro. But it's a vibe. But it's a vibe. Nigalamang.
That intro is iconic. We can't replace it with this
man,
one, dog.
Nigalamang. It's a lovely, it's a sweet song. But you know.
Out of 10, Ghost Lady, how much are you giving it?
Out of 10.
Yeah.
In a little vibe, yeah, Yona, you know, that's got a, where's the guy from?
Togoza.
Togoza, yeah, it's got a Togoza flavor.
What's the Togoza flavor?
Yeah, it's a six out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Maybe we should drop it whenever we have a set together or something. Like as an intro.
I am sorry for my booking.
Look, man, it's the thought that counts, you know, but it's not it, man. It doesn't slap.
Play it again, play it again.
It doesn't slap.
Play
again. I mean, let's be honest, you know.
Here you go.
It's nice, but it sounds dated. It sounds old.
But we are old as well. Come on, guys. But he said he's a house producer and a house DJ.
Yes.
But this is hip hop, right?
Yeah, this is very hip hop. Fast hip hop, but very hip hop.
Yeah.
But like I said, very old, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a horrible song.
It's not a horrible song. No,
it's cheesy. Mm. Yeah, it's, you know. I don't know. It sounds like it's from 2005.
Also, if you are looking for internet, Access is offering all our chillers half price on blazing fast internet. Here's how you can get it. You can use the promo code MACG50. That's MACG50 at checkout for your 50% discount on the Access Uncapped Fixed MTN LTE service, excluding routers, for 3 consecutive months. So get this double extra special offer now at AXXEWS.co.za. Enjoy more flavor, more laughs, more spilling tea, more spilling of the tea as Mac G and the crew do what they do on Podcast and Chill with Access. I'll leave the link for the offer on the description box. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Easter Monday. So, Paduka is here.
He has risen.
Yes. Who has risen?
Jesus, what do you mean?
Oh, yes.
He rises on Monday, technically,
no, on
right?
Sunday.
Oh, well, he has risen still.
Yes.
24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Black Studios is here. Ghost Lady is here. Fat Check is here. Simpiu is here. You are here. We're coming at you from Mashabela Studios. Make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Also, we are on the road to 1 million.
Yes, we are on the road.
In case you haven't heard, we've changed the date. It was supposed to be this weekend.
Hey.
Us and our 500 people that bought the tickets.
Hey.
Doing podcasting.
At
this rate, you could have only booked this guy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the new date is the 30th of July. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Let's get to 1 million subscribers. Can't wait for that. It's going to be epic. Speaking about music, man, did you listen to Uncle Waffle's new EP? Have you heard it?
No, I saw the new song, though. It popped up somewhere on Spotify on the playlist. No, I haven't, but you have.
It's trash, dog. I don't like it, man. There's no soul, bro.
There's no soul.
Yeah, it's like just full of TikTok songs, you know?
Well, Tanzania has no soul. I mean, she's not branded like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't brand herself.
Yeah.
She's an online, I mean, she hopped onto the scene as an online sensation, as a viral sensation.
Yeah.
Her song went viral. She's a viral sensation.
Yeah.
So I think it's keeping in line with her brand.
Yeah, it's not for me, I guess.
I wouldn't expect soul from Waffles.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Because she does those songs where you have to go, you know?
When you, yeah, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Now my boys who make that they call their space piano PMD crazy boys, young boys from the East Rand.
They sent me a beat.
Oh yeah, they confirmed that Jason's number because they've been sending you beats for a while. They confirmed Jason's number and I was like, yeah, that's Max guy.
Do you know space piano?
No, I don't.
Oh yeah, it's a space piano.
You keep creating these piano genres.
Hey,
boy. Boarding school piano, space okay. Piano.
Here we go. This is a song. This is space piano.
Galaxy piano. Okay.
This is space piano. Where is it?
Hi, bro. Hi.
You don't know that one. That's piano.
Ingen happy Leo.
Yes, space piano.
That car a lot.
Hey.
This is like taxi rack music, man.
Yeah.
Hey!
Isn't it close to Bacardi though?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty similar.
Yeah, it's related. It's related, man.
Yeah.
But I love it, man.
Speaking about music, did you hear Prince KB? He's leaving Universal. After 8 years being with Universal, he's leaving them.
Oh yeah, I saw that. He said free at last, ne? And then he said he might just drop a song with Heavy K.
Is that a good thing for him though?
Let's call him. Let's call him and find out.
Yeah, okay. It is. It's freedom in this day and age. I mean, it's Prince KB. I think it's a good thing. I mean, look at how people are flourishing independently. Your murders and them. All right, so I think it's a great
flying, bro.
Your murder had an amazing year.
Murder, bro. That Mohican Sun.
You can tell whose idea it was to leave Black Motion. You can tell.
Hey, Prince KB.
Hey, McG, how's it?
Barmene.
I'm a billion.
Hey, what's up, Sol?
Hey man, you're live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here, man.
Raise it up.
Shout out to you guys. I wanna come there. I haven't been there in a while.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll be your second time, ne?
Yep.
I think my third.
Third.
Yeah, wow. Second time to now is
remember, I'm the one that made you blow up.
Hey,
dog, what's going on, man? We heard you left Universal, bro.
Yeah, finally. It has been a conversation back and forth with the label. And obviously the dynamics of the music industry, how the big elephant in the room, which is Amapiano, has taken over. The people that used to lead the numbers are now at the back. So I felt it doesn't make sense for them to keep me at Universal because the resources are not going to be as good as they were because they are focusing on the people that are in the front right now. So I was like, let me go, guys, so that I go do my own thing because I'm used to being the main character. You know?
Yeah.
So when you're sitting on the sideline looking at everything happening, you literally have to wait and wait and wait.
Why do you say finally? Was it a shit deal, bro?
No, it was not a shit deal at all. My deal worked for me. It's tailored for me. Mm. I don't have any indignation towards it. And also, I don't even have any problems with the people that work at Universal. Mm. It's just that incompetence is incompetence. We don't need to fall out for us to realize that. If you're incompetent, I can just tell you to your face, but if it's you, let me down, 1, 2, 3. But I don't have to like have you as an enemy. So there's nothing really bad out of the relationship at the moment.
How have they been letting you down, man? What haven't they been doing that they were doing initially?
I feel like as a musician, and if you have consistently done good for, I think my spell was well at 8 years.
Yeah.
I've had a great 8 year spell, and I don't think all of a sudden that musicality or the capabilities of making music suddenly goes off. I think somewhere there's a lapse of maybe the people, the climate changing, and the resources. And it's evident. I look at my statements from the statements that come to me when I work on a project or promo. Angithi, they give you a budget.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, you look at that budget 8 years later. You're like, oh shit, my budget used to be 1.8 million to make an album, but now it's 400K or 600K. That tells you a lot about the commitment towards your brand. Mm. So I don't think specifically musicality as an artist fades away all of a sudden, you know, especially if you've proven yourself with a brilliant track record, even if I have to say this myself.
Is this the longest relationship you've ever been in?
Actually it is.
It is.
I've been a label baby all my life. I've never been independent. I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to speak to. I don't know when to release music. Like,
yeah,
it's very emotional for me. So I don't really know where to go from here.
So you don't have a label that you start on your own. What's going on now? What's the deal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, everything is a blur. Until such time there's a proclivity of knowing where the direction goes.
Mm.
I will then maybe come to the podcast as part of the promo. You know how it is.
You got to come home, man. Kumbuleka.
Yeah, sure. So that's what I'm at right now. That's where I'm at. Sorry.
And where's the music, dog? I haven't heard you drop. I haven't seen your songs on Faraza. Nothing, dog.
No. No, I've been quiet. I can make G when you're obligated to something, especially a major, where they are going to then exploit your catalog that you've given them should anything happen. Let's say the McG podcast tries to direct a movie or whatever, and you call me as my friend, like, yo, we want to use Fetch Your Life as one of the songs, and here's 5 million. Universal, even if they didn't do anything, they didn't have the conversation, even if they are not there, even if I've never been at the offices of Universal after 50 years, they are going to take they are going to take 40% of that money. Mm. So that thought that your catalog, that when you're in your prime, will still benefit the people that have now dropped you is a bit of a mindfuck. But now it is what it is. So that's why maybe the inspiration in the studio isn't there right now. But I'm getting back to it.
Are you going to drop any piano tracks, dog? Because, hey.
No. I'm sorry.
Prince KB. And you'd kill piano, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're a musician.
Let the kids. I'm a musician, but we need to do what we love. I love piano, but not to create it. Mm. I'm more comfortable in studio when I do what I love. I've done hip-hop beats. I love making hip-hop beats. I've produced for other people. I've sent AKA songs. I've co-produced with AKA. You know, it's not a piano banter or or that I don't like it. It's just something I don't feel like doing.
Hey, these names.
I've done a piano song. I think they paid me what, 1.2 million to do a song, the Liquid Fruit deal. But when the money is right, I will make a piano song. But Nje, I don't think I.
Hey, which Liquid Fruit song? Do you know it?
Uh-uh. Yeah,
hey, man,
it was an advert.
Give us the truth.
It was an advert song.
Hey, boy. 1.3 meters for a dash, boy.
Oh, no, man, and not bro. This dash.
Not this dash. Shout out to you, fam. Where can we hear this song, bro?
No, it's just check the Liquid Food 2023 PR run and the advert.
Yeah, bro. But
I think it dropped last year.
Wow.
Man. I was saying this on the podcast a few weeks earlier. Like, you made a good move with the trucking thing, man, because you don't have to make music for survival. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do it because you love
it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have to, but because I love it, you know, I'm kind of stuck. I'm in a relationship with it. Like, it's just one of those good women in your life that you can like move away from.
Ah, no, it's not Rocky Piano, boy. With or without you, dog.
Ah, no, do your thing, bro. I'm rooting for you.
All right, well, love. Thank you so much.
Yo, hold on, fam. What do you have to say, bro? I think you watched the Black Coffee interview. He said when you guys, you know, had a whatever thing, when you had said, because you were the man you've always wanted to be. I think you've seen the interview. What's your commentary around that?
Mm.
First of all, Black Coffee doesn't know me personally, as a human being, before getting to the whole stunts that were being done on Twitter. So that he made a comment about my personality that he doesn't know anything about. So for me, I watched that and I was like, the whole reason of me making music and being the person I am is my background, of which he doesn't have any preview of. First of all, I made music from the streets. You know, all I needed to do and all I wanted was to provide for my son at the time, my mom. Mm. You know, I used to look at her, you know, starve herself for me. That's why I had to run away from home for like a good 4 years. I didn't see my family because I was a burden. Also, when mothers say things like, "Ay, kabelo, tamaholo baliponisa," or "Kabelo, go drive a taxi somewhere," and you don't want to do that, that's when as a man you need to take charge.
So Prince can be driving a taxi. And you look at my, like I'm a kid.
Yeah, because I love driving anyway. So it wouldn't have been a bad idea.
Yeah.
So there's a deeper reason why I got into music. And for him to represent my character like that was a bit off, man. And I don't think it's worth my response. The old KB would have gone to Twitter. I'm like, yabede. But I looked at it and I was like, nah.
So he's at Sony, right? Black Coffee, ne? He's got shares there or something.
Didn't he buy Gallo?
Gallo,
the archive.
So if he offers you a deal, would you take it?
Catalog.
Nah, I wouldn't. I really love the brand. I love what he has achieved. It's someone that has always inspired me. Mm. But as a man that has his own family and his own resources, and him being a man of his own, I don't think I'll be able to learn something now or maybe associate myself with him in any issue moving forward. And there's no need also. We can both coexist in our different spaces.
Love it, man. Shout out to you, Kabelo.
Shout out, bro. Well
said. Thank you, brother.
Easy. Shout out, man. Bye. Yeah, man. Nah, he's sorted, bro. You can just hear, like, the guy's sorted, man.
He wakes up. He takes bikes from Durban, rides a bike from Durban to God knows where. He's living the dream, man. He doesn't really need the music, you know, and he's got his wine doing pretty well there.
What are you doing there under the table?
Yeah, I'm pouring his thingy. Prince KB's back.
You know?
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm off alcohol for a while, so I'm having...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so I'm having juice here.
Oh, man.
Cool drink.
Just when Dash started sponsoring us with the tonic, now you're off alcohol.
Man, I know, right?
Mm.
But I'll be back. My lady tried it. She loved it.
Mm.
I'll be back, though, yeah.
How long are you off alcohol for?
Hey, bro, you're a bad influence. Actually, you're a bad influence. I was doing well. Like, I was doing well for like... 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I had what
grandeur,
was that thing?
Grandeur.
In the car. Remember, I was, you dashed it, and I was like, oh, flip, man, you know? But yeah. I enjoyed it, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But I had to work it off in the gym, so yeah. So that's why I'm dashing ngamangali underneath the table.
Okay, cool, man. Did you guys watch Adulting? Did you watch the new episode?
Three. Yeah, I did.
What red flags, green flags did you pick up on this episode?
From the ladies?
Yeah.
Jeez.
As you drink your dash.
No, man. Remember when they went to Sun City?
Yeah, it was the Sun City trip. Yeah.
Okay, which ones did you pick up?
In terms of red flags?
Mm.
Well, all of them were occupied, right? Mm. And... yeah, I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I just remember the guys all being occupied, being with someone special for the weekend, right?
Yeah, they always are. Those guys are fuckboys.
Yeah.
Man. Wherever they go, man.
They are, man. People really live like that. Hey, they live other rock star lives, hey?
Yeah. The biggest red flag for me, it wasn't from the girl, from the guy, the guy from the township. I forgot his name.
Tikitik,
yeah. When you beat up the cop, dog. How the fuck do you beat up a cop, bro?
Because they were giving red flags as well. They look like fake. I thought they were fake cops. Cops say, Puma nonke emotweni, Puma nonke.
Exactly. That was also, yes.
I thought they were going to get robbed.
That was one scene for me that was just very red flaggy, like because of it just, they didn't properly write the script for it being pulled over. Number one, why would you get everyone out of the car? And then the person who was drinking was at the back. So what?
Mm.
That was a.
But that happens all the time when they tell you to get out the car. That's never happened to you before.
No, what? Not everybody.
Everybody,
I've never,
yeah.
For real. Yeah. Who made you get out the car?
I've never even been asked to get out of the car, just alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a red flag, man. You don't punch a cop, no matter what the cop is doing.
Yeah, exactly.
When a cop stops you, dog, all you gotta do is
humble yourself.
Yeah, that guy. Punch him.
You can't. Bro.
He's got issues, that guy. He's
That guy's got trauma, man. Yeah. He's been through a lot, but you need a guy like that in every crew so that they know they can't fuck with you. They must know there must be someone there, kinda, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also another red flag.
Yeah.
There was a time where the girls in Sun City, there was one who was impressed, or maybe it's just a preference thing, but there was one who was interested in
BU.
BU, Viano.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what she sensed. I think she could sense that if he's just the ice boy, the one with the real cash, it's that other guy. And she made a U-turn, like literally.
Yeah.
I think there was a red flag, as well as there was another girl.
Was it a red flag or a wise move? Because I feel like it was a wise move. It wasn't a red flag. She was just wise.
Because
obviously
it's
listening to people and you're like, actually, the brains is this one. This is just...
Okay. Fair
because
enough.
They were questioning one another, right?
Yes.
Asking, and then obviously he's just trying to be this, B.U.B.
But those girls look like POPs, man.
Yes, because I was about to say, there was one who was talking to Umpo, the family man, the guy who's married.
Yeah.
And... he was asking her, what do you do? She's like, oh, nothing, I'm unemployed and whatever.
Yeah.
She's having a fantastic time there in Sun City. That's always a red flag. Sometimes, obviously, it could mean that's, you know, she's from a good family or savings or whatever. But generally, it's a red flag.
Mm.
When someone doesn't have money and they're out there having the best time
but
of their life
vacation.
At an expensive place.
Yeah. No, true.
It's a red flag.
Yeah.
Someone's paying for that.
Someone, exactly.
Mm. But then that someone should have been around.
They're never around. You never see them until it's dark.
Someone.
But actually, no. Actually, the one who actually left was supposed to be with BU, and then what's his character name? Actually,
BU
Viano.
Yeah. Who was supposed ended up with the other guy, right? And she confessed that she's actually married.
Mm.
So she's a red flag.
Yeah, but Sin City, anything happens,
woman.
Dog.
Yeah.
Sin City,
yeah.
Sin City for a reason. Marriage or not.
Yeah.
Sin City, Ziakala. Ziakala. If a woman's going to Sin City,
That's a red flag.
Sin City.
That's a red flag. Ha!
Sin City has become that.
What?
Seriously?
Oh, come on. Oh, fuck out. You've been married too long.
You saw what they do to people's wives? I mean, that lady's married, right? The one who was in Sin City with Ubonga.
Yeah.
Remember, the husband called before.
Yes,
they fucked. The husband called.
Mm.
And, red flag.
You know what I mean?
But it seems like, because she was also saying that the husband is also occupied, so...
Do you guys think Somizi has nudes of someone there at SABC?
Hey.
He must.
That would make sense. That would make a lot. That would... Somizi kala pop SABC, man. Like... he's got something on someone. hey, who's this you think he has?
I don't know, dog. Why so did you do that new show where he's not available?
Weekdays and weekends.
Yeah?
No, I'm saying he's got a weekday show and weekends.
And a TV show.
Yeah.
It's on SABC.
Yeah, three. SABC three.
What? Mark Singer. Masked Singer.
Yeah. So I'm saying, were you not available to do the show?
Because me, I do all the shows. Showman, show them. Nah, I wasn't available, man. I got the call. I was like, nah, I'm not available, man. You know, my plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't make way.
I heard it's actually Anneli's production. It's Anneli's show.
Oh, but they're friends then. Then they're friends.
Yeah. Hey, but Anneli's smart, man. She's doing a Ryan Seacrest on us.
Nah. And owning the queen of media, man. She's the queen of the media.
There's a show that she did on DSTV Supersport as well. It's like Yo TV, but for adults.
A show on Supersport.
I forgot what it was called, man. Tato Mweng was the presenter.
What makes it Yo TV?
Hey, man, I was getting Yo TV vibes.
Hey, Zone. Watch. Was it not Zone?
What was it called?
Are you talking about Celebrity Game Night at E?
No, not E. It was on Supersport. They had that other girl as well as the one who was reading the tweets.
Which other girl?
Ah, man, she's dragged us before. What's her name? Name all the girls who've dragged us.
Super Sport.
Name all the girls who've dragged us.
Fuck. How long do you have, bro? That's the whole game. The whole game has dragged us. All of them. Ayanda Tabete.
Yes, that one. Yeah. She was reading the tweets with Josta on the episode.
It's called Super Saturdays.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
Super Saturdays on Super Sports.
Yeah. And knowing Tato Mweng, she's like, what the fuck am I doing here? But he jobby job.
He's fine.
So I'm saying, Anel is rocking, dog. Like, fuck, that's a good move. So I think this might be a last radio stint, like the contract that she has now.
And then do you think she'll be done with radio?
Yeah, I think she's going to go into production full time, man. Because that's where the money is, bro.
Yeah, true.
You know?
I've noticed. There's producers, they're coining it, right?
Yeah.
How much would a season be?
For a show like that? Jeez, I don't know, eh?
I mean, you've been in rooms with these channels.
Nah.
It's millions.
It's millions.
Definitely.
No, it's definitely millions, dog.
So you think she's going to vacate her house there at 947?
Of course, bro.
Next year?
No. Her contract's like 5 years, I think.
Jeez, fuck.
I give her a 5-year contract.
For real?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I told you, it's on LFM there, chief.
So do you think she sits there and says, yeah, I like this one. Just appoint that one. No, not this one.
Nah, she doesn't do that, but she calls the shots. I remember there was a time... We were doing an OB or something in Sun City. And she said she's not going to go if her whole family and her helper are not booked into the palace.
Well, but isn't that what they do at 947? They always generally treat their people. Actually, those kind of perks as well.
Yeah, only if you do drive time. Everybody else doesn't matter. It's just drive time. Yeah. So drive time, you can get away with like whatever you want, you know. Because you're the star, you know. Yeah, Tina, we had to take Ubers there. enough about 947, man.
You know what I liked about this Mas, the Mas Singer?
Yeah.
It's Telo. Telo's one of the judges. Well, it's not the judges, call them the investigators or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was happy for a while.
What's her background?
Well, she's got kids with Andy Lempisan.
Is that what she's famous for?
Yeah, well, she's a DJ.
Oh, and she's judging kids on the show. So it makes sense.
Hi, bro.
What's The Masked Singer?
It's a show.
Oh.
Have you never watched it?
No.
So The Masked Singer.
Oh.
Oh no, she's probably a fan. You're a fan, babes. Okay. Kulumage. No, okay. It's they get like celebrities, right? From all walks, so whether it's politicians or actors, musicians, anyone. But what happens is that the contestants, mm-hmm. these celebrities, they are dressed, they are masked, basically. So they could be a full mask that is like, you can't see them. They come up on stage, they sing, mm-hmm. and then people have to guess who they are. Or the panel of these judges have to guess who they are. Yeah. So it's like, I think 15 weeks or however how long until there's a winner.
I think they invited DJ Spoo, but he told them, I've done it already.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Oh, man.
If you guys were us, wouldn't you go?
On the Masked Singer?
Yeah. Like for a show with that kind of a concept, you know, because you know, it's not like you even have to be have the ability to sing. You can be singing there, baby shark, do, you know, covered.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll no one will see.
Why not?
Yeah.
Show face
and fun.
Well,
and exactly, it's fun. You know,
I'd do it,
yeah. Guys. We gotta have a chat with Sanela, our producer, man. Listen to what he put in our prep.
Oh no!
Oh no! What is Sanela Friday? It's Friday. His surname, because his email says Sanela Friday.
I think so.
But I know he is. Mavimbela,
that's his surname.
Mavimbela, yeah, right? Mavimbela, yeah, so what's going on?
I don't know why it's suddenly Friday, but this is what he put in our prep, right?
Okay.
Apparently, there's a new profession called cuddling in South Africa.
Oh.
The cuddling industry is being mentioned on social media. Professional cuddlers are said to be charging by the hour, according to rumors. So what must we do now?
No, but that's kind of, that's interesting, guys.
For
that's
real.
A new profession.
Have you need the services of a cuddler?
If you are lonely and you have no one, huh? How many people out there, Mcholo is like literally kicking their asses and you really need someone at the end of the day, eh? Now at least there's someone to call for cuddling services and, you know, they I think they charge by the hour. They chill with you, you know, they cuddle you, they engage with you and you feel like, you know, you've got company.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
You can book them for anywhere. Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
Where do you book them?
This is a what do you, home. You book them to come to your home, or maybe
where
to meet at a hotel.
Where do you find them? The ones. Where did you find them?
Me? No. I have a. I'm cuddled.
So you got two maids and a cuddler.
Two maids and a cuddler.
And a cuddler.
I don't know. That sounds like a porn film. Two maids and a cuddler.
And a cuddler.
So you subscribe to this for real?
No, but I understood. Like, I actually went to go read about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is really a lucrative business that someone is running. And there are people. There are people who contact these people. And they're literally getting a whole lot of business because people are lonely out there.
So where then do you do the cuddling? So you have a stranger in your bed.
Yeah.
Who was in someone else's bed.
Yeah. But they're just, they are professional cuddlers.
And do you
so
talk?
They know what to do. Yeah, yes.
And then what if you get aroused now?
Or they get aroused.
No. It's not meant to go any further. There's a written contract.
How much are they charging?
I'd have to check.
This is madness.
This is madness. How much are they charging?
She's got the details.
You need the loo?
Yeah.
Do you need a cuddler in the loo?
Hey, man. Yeah. Don't worry. I've got something to hold on.
Hey, yeah, but check it. You're saying?
According to an interview that was done by the Sunday Times, there are cuddlers, and the cheapest was 480 for approximately 1 hour, 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then the most expensive was 4,500 for the whole day for approximately 11 hours.
Man, we gotta talk to one of these cuddlers, man, and find out what the fuck's going on, man.
Yeah.
Who started this shit? It's an American thing.
No, but it's here in South Africa. Yeah, there's a company in South Africa that you can literally call up.
In SA, you're going to let a stranger come in your bed and cuddle you. In SA.
Yes. No, but for the fact that it's you get them their details from this specific company and, you know, they will assign someone to you and then, you obviously feel like safe.
But I can get it because cuddling can be annoying, man, you know? And then your arm can be numb. Maybe men come in the pizza sangha say too. So I get it.
Oh, and you can't say anything. You just have to, I'm okay, baby. I'm okay.
Oh, no, you can't.
No, you must put your hand underneath the pillow. Underneath the pillow that she's lying her head on. So you won't, it'll save your arm, guys. It'll save your arm.
Then what's the point then? Why can't the pillow just be on the bed?
Why does my hand use one arm? You don't have to use both arms because obviously you're going to suffer.
I prefer the arm over her as opposed to under her.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Rather the arm under, then put it under the pillow. Not on her. Under the pillow.
Mm. Mm. Hey, this thing is like the arms act. That we apparently need, you know, to learn about. Arms Control Act of South Africa.
You'll see a lot of chillers will be like, oh, thank you so much, Gosling.
Here's another one from Sunil. I like this one. This one I like.
Okay.
France is cooking a bill that would make it mandatory for influencers to tell the followers if they use filters on their Instagram photos.
Wow.
Punishment could result in up to 2 years of prison or $32,000 in fines.
Mm.
I like that, man.
I like that too.
Hey, because this Instagram filters.
I like it, man.
Wow. Yo.
Man?
Hey, when you meet these girls in life, real life.
Why are you meeting them?
Huh?
Hey?
Why are you meeting
them? No, like you'll be on social media on Instagram, right?
Oh, like she's in front of you at a grocery store or something.
You understand?
Ah, yes.
I can't do anything you teen.
Hey, boy.
Hey, can't you wanna utingiti?
Hey, can't you wanna utingiti? Hey, I was just throwing him under the bus and I pulled him. You know, I was like, fucking hell. Pull him out. Nah, man, I knew what you meant.
Yeah,
you're right. It's a fucking disaster, right? It's a circus when you meet them. You're like, how? How?
My girl's got a friend who was dating these soccer players.
Yeah?
But all of them, when they meet up with her, they'd be like, hey, Werner. You don't look like your pictures.
And that's the thing, right?
It's the filter.
You see, the problem is if you want to create a fake life online, guess what? You can only enjoy it online, right? If you have posted your cars and stuff and they're not your cars, guess what? All these girls who love you, all these guys who like you, you can't meet them. Because they're not dumb. They're going to go, what the fuck is going on now? This is not what I saw, right? And I was attracted by what I saw. So that's the sad part. And I don't get people who do those. Because you put a filter, but we know you in real life.
Yeah.
Like, how? It's got a circle. I'm so mucky. But we know you, man. You know what I mean? You put up things, but we're like, but we know you in real life.
Mm.
It's actually a sickness. I think. The only filters that are nice are, you know, the color filters, those sepia, whatever. The ones to make you look perfect when you're not. What's the point? It's actually sad.
No, South Africa must adopt the same that bill too. Like, I think we need
to. Do you rock filters, Gosling?
I don't like them. I don't. I do. Like, over my Instagram, just over my stories. But I'm always selective. And I hate filters that are just too overly. Like, I can see, like, that's not me now. That's just, that looks like I look even white. You know what I mean? I'm a black person, you know? Mm. So I'm not a big fan of filters in that way. And, you know, like, sometimes we even look at these makeup tutorials and you see someone who's like, Aibo, this person is another color and they turn after the makeup, it's like you're totally different. Like, you are deceiving, you know. That girl, if you meet that girl with makeup in the club and she has to remove that makeup the next day, you're going to see another. Yeah, it's like.
Even the weaves, when they take off the weaves.
Yeah.
Like, hey, which one is this one?
Hey, exactly, you know. So sometimes you must just balance, you know.
Yeah.
And I always say, sometimes, yes, wear makeup. Some days don't. That's why I give you all my, you know. So that you guys are never shocked, you know?
Did you hear they're banning TikTok in some countries? Did you read about that?
Shit. Why? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're violating privacy. You know, like the same thing with all these social media platforms where they take your information and they sell it and stuff like that. So they're banning TikTok in like a lot of countries, actually. Can you check how many countries have banned TikTok? But I don't understand why, because TikTok like looks very friendly. Like, there's no toxic behavior there.
It's Chinese. Yeah, so Chinese, obviously, even in America, all the government workers work for America. That you can't put TikTok in there because they're afraid China is trying to do something through TikTok, trying to spy, essentially.
Mm.
So yeah, man. And also, I heard something about children, right?
Yes.
That they're not protecting children and children are able to sign up. And
yes. Yeah.
So So yeah, there's some weird stuff. And also then there's the paranoia around, is China spying through TikTok?
100%.
Because what you do is with all these apps, bro, you just say,
oh yes,
do you allow, the app is going to say, do you allow us to access your camera?
Yes.
Your
yes,
mic?
Yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes.
Yo.
And sometimes it can say yes only when using the app. Mm. But a lot of the times, even when the app is dormant and you're not using it, they can tap into your mic and really listen to you.
Yeah. Fat Chica, you got something for us?
As of the 4th of April, Australia has banned TikTok, and then it's Estonia, some places in the UK,
whoa,
France, the Netherlands, Norway, and Belgium.
Wow.
Whoa.
God forbid they ban it here in SA. Mnaga will commit suicide, man.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Mnaga loves TikTok, man.
For real, Mnaga, can you do those TikTok dances?
No, he just watches. Not commit suicide.
Mnaga loves TikTok. That is so weird, man. Does he create videos?
No, he's not. No, he's not there. No. He just enjoys TikTok. Like, just funny, like, skits. And he's always sharing them. I know my husband. The whole day, he's always sending me stuff. So, yeah, Shem.
Wow.
Do you know the biggest, the top 5 TikTok followers? I mean, or... influencers in SA.
Who?
Do you guys know?
Yeah. I think Primo, is he there?
Okay, let me...
Lucas Khadebe's son.
Yeah.
He's big.
Is he?
He's actually going to be on Popcorn and Cheese.
Oh, oh really? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes. He's incredible.
The next episode.
Number one is Vian van der Berg.
Is that the magician?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that white magician, right? Yeah. Well,
he's got 16.4 million followers, and he earns about 177,000 per post.
Fucking hell, for real?
Yeah, per sponsored post. And then you've got Princess Sachiko. She's got 16 million, earns 176,000 rands per post.
Per post? So that's her rate.
Yeah, per sponsored post, yeah.
So that's her rate.
Yeah.
Not like when she posts.
Yeah, this is according to News 24, so...
And it's a sponsored post, yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got Ryan Lombard, who's got 10 million followers. He earns about 108,000 per post.
Wow.
Tevin Musara has 9.8 million. He earns about 106,000.
Wow.
Dean Schneider has 9.8 million. He earns about 283,000. Whoa. He earns more than Vian.
Whoa.
And he's got less followers.
What does he do? Go to his thingy.
What do they do?
Dean Schneider. What
does he do today when we need it?
Dean Schneider, ne?
What do these people do on their TikToks, man? Like...
Right, bro.
That's so crazy. How many of them are black? I'm just hearing
fun. And this
it's
is when
funny
you
anymore.
Hear that, you know,
it's fun,
yeah.
Loggenburg, Van Rensburg, funny.
Wow.
The fuck? Why are these people are making piano songs trend? It's just fun. It's fun fucking, fun vague. Fun fucking.
This is Dean Schneider. I'm a 20-year-old Swiss guy who dedicated his entire life to the animal world. Nowadays, I live in Africa. Gosh. I'm a member of a lion pride. My wife is Aina, and I'm a daddy of 2 monkeys. Besides that, I've built a global voice for our planet's wildlife over the past 2 years. So he's busy with
monkeys, white guy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay.
And then we've got Shandor Larenti. 9.6 million, and he charges 104,000 per post.
How many of those people are black?
Yeah.
I think Shandor Larenti. Let's see. I think one.
Hey, it's
Princess Sachiko? That sounds black.
Who's
who?
Princess Sachiko.
Hey. It doesn't sound black.
No, Sharon. Shandor Larenti is there with the animals as well. He's with the lion here.
Jesus, the animals, bro. Like, what's going on? It's animals. There's something about the animals.
I know this biggest South African YouTuber is also with animals.
Yeah, it's a lion guy. It's like a lion whisperer or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a guy who fucks with lions.
Yeah.
Not like...
okay.
Princess Sachiko. Wow. Let me check Princess Sachiko.
Hey.
Princess Sachiko. Yes.
Wow.
Princess Sachiko is black. She is black.
Shout out to Princess Sachiko, man.
Yeah.
Representing us there.
Nice. And what does she do?
Not animals.
Wait, man. Is this black?
Hey.
There she is. Colored, ne?
No.
We'll own her. We'll take her.
Princess Sachiko.
She's colored, ne?
Yeah, yeah, definitely not black. She see, it's a filter problem. She's got a lot of filters, but definitely not white. Either colored or black. Yeah. So black.
And what does she do?
No, man, she's black. Please check what she does there, Fed Checker.
That's Princess not... Sachiko.
No,
Princess
man,
Sachiko.
She's black. Look here, yeah. She's black. Look here.
Mm-hmm.
She's black.
Okay. What kind of name is Sachiko,
black.
Man?
She's black.
We've got great comedians, like, on TikTok. What do they get?
The comedians?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What does she do?
She's a dancer, but to explain, she is not from South Africa. Oh. She's from Tokyo. The South African list, but it does not state exactly how much they're earning. It's a top 10. Vane is in it. Genre, La Cizo is at number 3.
No, that's old, man. Sergio. Check what date that is. That's old.
Okay, I'll check the dates for you. It was released in December 2022.
Yeah, this one is from 2 months ago, this one.
But they have...
But December was
so
2 months
apart.
Yeah.
So they're 2 months apart. What can really possibly change in 2 months?
Yeah,
on TikTok.
Oh, well.
But Princess Sachiko isn't South African. She is from Tokyo, Japan.
Japan.
So she's a TikToker from Japan.
Mm. Oh. And that she's black.
Hey, Ghost Lady, anything you want to talk about, man?
Guys, there's an interesting story about so there's this Pablo Escobar's horny cocaine hippos that are costing Colombia. Did you hear the story?
Still.
No, so this story broke. Like I think it was a last week about that. So remember in the 80s. Pablo, you know, obviously, you know, when you've got rich, you just want to bring in some exotic animals. I think he brought about a few, like, of these hippos.
Yes,
and
yes,
now
yes.
It has a stage where, because these hippos are constantly fucking and just literally reproducing. And now they are costing Colombia. Like, they have to literally try and get them out because I think there's over 100.
Wow.
Yeah, of them, 150 that have, you know, over the years. And so now I think they want to take some to India, like different countries. Just to, you know, just to sort out this situation. Because I think they're roaming around his...
Medellin.
Where, yeah.
Probably
you know,
Medellin.
So, you know, this thing of... Because it took me back. Remember how we have these tigers? You know, rich people. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Rich people bring in these exotic animals and then, God forbid, whatever happens. We'll have also issues one day, whether it's tigers or these animals roaming around and we'll have a problem in the country. So this thing...
We've got Vian. We've got Vian and those white TikTokers. They'll handle everything.
Yeah.
No, they don't know
it's
much.
Content.
Not when it's overwhelming and you don't know what to do. Like, imagine like a hippo, for instance. Those animals are very dangerous, you know. You don't just approach a hippo.
Yeah, hippos
you know?
Are super dangerous.
So, like, those things can kill you, like, as much as they seem. Wasn't there one that was roaming around four ways? People in Forest didn't go to work. Last year, there was some day.
I always feel like that shit is not real. Like, that shit happens.
Yeah.
I've never seen an animal roaming around.
Because there was a flood happening.
Neighbors in Centurion, like, you know, those Buddhas, they like these kind of things, like these wild animals.
You'd be surprised what people keep in their houses, guys. Like, you'd be surprised.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Are you okay today, dog? You look tired, man.
Me? No, I'm good.
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm
Give
good.
Give us 10 push-ups there. Let's see.
All right, boo.
Push-ups.
10 jump-ups.
All right, boo. My man, I'm not exercising, bro. Are you what's
Number
wrong
one,
with
he's
you?
Pentagonal four, and Sol has admitted that I faggy underwear. You know, so please save us. No, jumping jacks.
Why are you imagining?
No jumping jacks, please.
Why are you remembering those details?
So I want to try play a new game. It's called the Whisper Challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. Whisper.
Yeah, Whisper Challenge. So you must put on these headphones, ne? We're going to play a song on these headphones.
Mm.
And then we're going to whisper something to you and must guess what we're whispering. So put these on. Is your phone on there, Fed Check? Yeah, switch it on there.
Why do I feel like this is a prank or something?
No. What would I prank you, my man?
Fuck,
April Fool's
you're
is over.
Shit, bro. You know how you are. You know how you are, bro.
April Fool's is over.
I didn't see this coming.
Okay,
also.
only one ear is...
Is working.
Is working.
Need to tap the earphone.
Yeah, tap
the earphone on the side.
Oh, is it? Okay, play.
Play something. Is it playing? Oh, let's give it to her. Let her put it on. So the other one is working.
Yeah, why are you playing Dangerously in Love by Beyonce and her two backup singers?
It's called Destiny's Child, Saul.
Please, we know what that is. Oh, fucking Destiny's Child, man.
Is it working now?
Here
we go. All right, are you ready for the Whisper Challenge?
That's Kelly and Michelle.
Let's go.
Why is Siri defining Destiny's Child now?
Is it playing? Is it playing, Penduka?
Yeah, it's playing.
Okay, cool. I'm going to whisper something to you now, Miss Case, okay?
Okay, but I can hear you.
Okay, turn it up louder. Okay, I'll whisper. Are you ready?
Yeah. You what?
How much do you earn at Gaia?
You what?
How much do you earn at Gaia?
You met my girl. Last 2 comes in 10. Hey, man, I must give you my girl. I must borrow you my wife. And he was expecting me to say, yeah, I must borrow you mine as well. You know what I'm a cheater? Magapuma ganje. Wenu yange na wena. Ugamanya matota itende. Wenu isende. Yala, nyambo.
How much do you earn at Kaya?
How much do I earn at Kaya?
Yes!
That's what he said.
She wasn't playing anything. She knows very well she wasn't. I'm like, hi. Oh, I'm hearing you're a lot of here. She's not playing now.
Okay, you ask him something, Ghost Lady. Ghost Lady's asking you.
Ushata nini?
Ushaga? Say, whisper again.
Ushata nini?
Oh, obviously, that's a typical question from her. Ushata nini? Please. Yes, right. Wenamara.
Let me try it. Okay, cool.
Yes, Wenamara.
Ushata nini?
Ushata nini? Wow.
All right. Play something.
Ushata sunlo. What if sing shatil?
Nizwile.
What if sing shatil?
Okay.
Ask so.
Oh, man, what are you saying?
I'm thinking. Hey, man.
Sorry. Tell them about Ntabis.
Okay, Mbuz, okay. Let her ask you. I'm still thinking of a question.
Tell them about Ntabis.
What the fuck are you saying?
Tell them about Ntabis.
How much? Hey.
Tell them about Ntabis.
When do I come inside?
Tell them about Ntabis.
Yo, I can't hear.
Saul,
say slowly. Say slowly.
Tell them about Ntabi Seng.
When am I talking about Dubai? What did she say? What did you say?
Are you going to answer first?
Who's really a fool who's
chilling?
We are Saba. I'll answer you.
Tell them about Ntabi Seng.
Who's that? No. Right. Yeah, I don't know about Ntabi Seng. What are you talking about?
Hey!
What's going on, Ghost Lady? Hey! Who's Ntabi Seng now? Fuck. Now I'm in shit, man. You fucked me. Ghosty, you fucked me. There's no Ntabi Seng, but now it seems like there is. Fucking hell, bro.
Well, guess what? This part will be deleted.
Yeah, I know. This part has to go. Hey.
I'm pulling your leg.
Hey, man. Whisper a question to Mac. Oh, yeah. When you found out that your name is Mac G, what was your reaction?
Where do I park the smash? Which?
When you... Hey.
Where do I?
When you found out.
Who? Yeah. When did I fuck who?
Hey.
When did I find out?
When you found out that your name is McG, how did you react?
Hi, man, what are you saying?
Hey, man, come on, bro. When you found out that your name is McG.
Ah, fuck you, man. What do you say? What do you say?
When you found out that your name is MacGyver, how did you react?
Oh, shit. All right, Ghost, it's your turn now.
Okay, Yeesh,
man, I'm terrible at this game. I couldn't hear anything, bro.
For real?
I couldn't even read your lips.
I can't read lips to save my life.
Oh my goodness.
Like, is it that loud, Veli? You can't hear.
Yeah, when you whisper, yeah. But when you're talking like loud like this, I can hear.
Mm.
Hey, do you have a question for?
Yeah.
Why are the questions coming easy for me?
Okay. Must I start?
Yeah, start. You go first.
Let me go first. Which helper was your favorite? Which helper was your favorite?
Hema.
Which helper was your favorite? Which helper was your favorite?
I'm saying Hema.
Which helper was your favorite?
Which helper?
Yes.
Okay.
Was your favorite?
Favorite?
Yes.
Oh.
You're not whispering. No, just qualify. Ask again. How? Yeah, help! Yeah, favorite! Yeah, help!
Okay.
What's your favorite song by me?
Bro, you're supposed to whisper.
Oh,
right?
Shit, yes. Did you hear that? What's your favorite song by me? What's your favorite song by me?
Okay, speak slowly.
What's your favorite song by me?
Song by you.
Mm. What's your favorite song by me?
So, okay, favorite. I almost said Mkuse.
Man, you're not whispering, though, man.
I am, dog. That was whispering, dog.
Come on.
Okay, you go.
That's not whispering.
You go.
Why are you playing such... Like, yeah, you love Destiny's Child, eh?
Go, Penduka's whispering now.
Okay.
Okay, wait. You changed the song.
I should change the song.
Okay, the music is off. Wait.
Oh, is that your phone?
Oh, okay. So what must I do now?
So must you tap again?
It's a touch.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's wrap up. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Touch. Okay. Oh, sounds like a slow song. Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
All right, Penduka.
Do you know? Your job. Do you know that fact checker wants your job?
Okay, so I need to read your lips. Just move away from the mic.
Do you?
Wait, I tapped. I will hear you. Say it again. Oh, I can now hear. Okay, there's music.
Do you know that fact checker wants your job? Do you know that fact checker wants your job? Yeah. And your man. And your house. Shorts coming for everything.
I think you're a sabak. Tiwani, I ain't gay.
It was a showy.
Oh, man. It's time for some announcements. Yes, we're getting closer and closer to Dubai.
Dubai, baby! Dubai,
we're coming at you. From the 20th until the 24th of April, we're out in Dubai with Taz the Medium. It's going to be awesome. And also to all the American chillers, I'm coming.
Oh, shit, dope.
To New Jersey for the Shisanyama weekend from the 23rd of June until the 25th of June alongside DJ Tira, Oscar Mbo, Dineo Ranaka. It's going to be a movie.
Oh, in June.
June.
I've got shisanyamas that side.
Yeah, the festival is called Shisanyama Weekend.
So not barbecue? There.
No, I guess not.
Oh, it's almost like that Mzansi thing we went to in the UK, right? Mm. But this time around, it's a South African experience in New Jersey.
Yes,
nice.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Not just for South Africans, also Africans as well.
Yes. Mm. Oh, beautiful, man.
Mm. It's my first time in America, man. Are you taking the lady with? Of course, you know. You know. And Tavi Singh wasn't available.
Tabby Singh, you know. Tabby Singh, man.
Bro, you put me in so much shit. There's no way I can get out of that Tabby Singh thing.
What? I was playing.
I know you were playing, but my woman's not going to think you're playing.
Okay, edited.
Because your guy's reaction made it seem like there isn't Tabby Singh.
No, don't worry. I'll talk to Naledi.
Yeah, like, please Naledi, tell her.
No.
Hey, fuck.
Yes. We're going to.
Okay. Your home wrecker, you.
No, home wrecker, how?
Oh, yes. Before we go, man, shout out to the girl from Big Brother, Corsi.
She won
Big Brother.
She won.
Yes, Big Brother.
Oh, nice. Who are you guys following?
Nah, not this one.
I wasn't, but my woman is, and she was like, she's good. Like, she helps people. She's one of the people who cook, at home, and then goes and gives food to the homeless and cooks for the homeless.
Yeah.
And she's like, really, she's got a beautiful heart.
So she's a South African girl.
Yes, South African.
Oh. No, Corsi. She's from Sudan.
No, because I know it was Africa. No, they were mixed, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it South Africa and Nigeria?
Yeah. We're done, Pratev.
King Dave.
No, we have to be out by 7. Yeah, we have to be out.
We have to be out. Who's this, Pratev?
Who's this,
Pratev?
He brought it.
How are you, King?
As long as he doesn't have a gun.
Yeah, man. Last time you brought someone, hey.
Monday. The guy was supposed to come on Monday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but we're recording next week. We're recording next week. Yeah. On that note, Penduka, anything else you want to say, Penduka?
Sure, nah, I'm good.
We out of here, man. Ghost lady.
Oh, we're good, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Dropping a song with Dinky Kunene.
Oh!
Yeah, I was talking to you. But I'm featured on her. It's her song. I'm featured. Nice. You know, she'll then sing on my song.
Yeah.
Kundi Digiwe. In fact, it dropped on Friday. Check it out.
Dope.
It's a beautiful song.
Shout out, man. Shout out. Podcast and chill. We out here. Boo.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila. Itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi ini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistiri. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.